It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Doc Hoda, we'll drink and toast the weekend with a shout of the day. It's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Prove it.
Bad Choice Friday.
Thought I'd be bigger.
Sam-o.
We celebrate 7-Eleven Day on a Bad Choice Friday with Ice Cube.
Today was a good day.
It knows me.
And as Tim will tell you, this is not actually about 7-Eleven as far as the store is concerned.
It was shooting craps.
That's exactly
right. Shooting dice.
Yeah. But he says 7-Eleven. So either way, you get a 7-Eleven reference in both these songs. Ice Cube Band today was a good day taking on Salt and Pep on a Bad Choice Friday. Now this tune actually does have a 7-Eleven store reference in it, if I'm not mistaken. Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, Salt and Pepper, Ice Cube. One of those 7-Eleven songs coming up on a Bad Choice Friday.
They're known for being open 24/7. So opened her up.
Opened her legs like 7-Eleven or something?
Yeah. Okay. It's always open.
Got a little slurpy.
You want to go in? Come on in.
Why didn't they change the name if they're open 24 hours?
Why change?
What I'm saying
What would you call it?
Well, they opened it. They started 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Right.
Now they're 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And they were the first ones to do that, yeah?
What's that?
I'll go 24 hours.
I think they were the first to go 24 hours.
I don't know that they're all 24 hours, are they?
I don't believe so anymore.
You know, they're one of the few around where I live that are. Yeah. One on Stoneway's 24 hours a day.
I think the one on Fremont's 24 hours a day.
Yeah. We used to have a, near where I grew up, we had a 612.
Is that what they called it?
Yeah.
612.
You had a 612?
Yeah.
It's not even 7-Eleven.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Did it have the same kind of sign?
It was different colors. I mean, now that I'm saying it, sounds like a bad ghetto knockoff.
It sounds like a bad ghetto knockoff.
It sounds like Alden Inberger.
Just now.
Alden Inberger.
It occurred to you that Alden maybe Inberger. This is some ghetto ass place. You don't know that I'm saying it. 612 sounds kind of ghetto.
I thought maybe it was another brand trying to come up with the stairs of all three of you.
Let's go on down to McFinnigan's and get some chicken McFingers.
What if we did two more? What if we did two more hours?
Well, they just bought. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Just now.
Maybe I'll open a 5:10.
Right. That's even two more hours.
God damn,
sandwich queen.
Wow.
I've been to a Burger Queen.
6:12. They used to have them growing up, I swear to God. Burger Queen? Yeah, they had Burger Queen.
Pull it in here to the Burger Square J.
They had Burger Chef. A lot of different burgers.
Yeah. You never saw a 612 in Baltimore?
No.
Brother, I've never seen a 612 in my life. And I've seen some ghetto-ass joints, man, but never. It's 612.
612. I don't go to 7-Eleven, man. I go to 612.
612, bro.
That's my spot. Cash only.
They got slippies.
They take checks, though.
Somebody says we had a ghetto knockoff 612 or something, too.
All right, see? It wasn't just
612? Yeah. That's what they're saying. They said they had one as well. A 612.
Soda machines never open.
Well, then when I lived in Baltimore, down the street, it was an old KFC that kept the same exact colors. They just called it Kennedy's Fried Chicken.
Oh, I remember that place.
Yeah. I was like, I know you know that one because we both lived in that neighborhood.
There's a whole thread that used to be a Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah.
Very definitive building, right?
Yeah.
There's like three of them that are strip clubs.
Hell yeah.
So went from,
dude, there's a diner.
Went from pie to, well.
There's a diner I like in Lake City.
All right.
And it's been there for like 20-some years, I guess, or whatever. But I ran into one of the family members at another establishment, and they were like, yeah, our family's been there forever. And I go, it was a Pizza Hut. And they were like, yeah.
You can't disguise it, man.
And they've done a good job. It has a little bar in there and stuff, but it's like, this obviously was a Pizza Hut.
It's a Pizza Hut.
Yeah, you know Pizza Hut. By the way, Miles, just real quick. We're talking about the question, and earlier I was saying, the night that I met my wife officially, she keeps accusing me of having kissed her friend when, in fact, her friend turned around and started making out with me, all right? So that is my story. I swear that.
So you're saying the friend did this, not her?
Her friend, Dizzle, turned around and started making out with me.
Oh, okay.
My wife always said, well, no, you kissed her. And I'm like, I did not. Anyway, so I tell the story. So she just texted in. I did not know this last detail. So she texts in. First of all, it just says wrong. Look, it's, look, man,
wrong,
she start. No, man, I got bad news. You're wrong about this, man. You are 100% wrong about this. However, she follows that up. She was supposed to kiss Miles.
Oh.
I didn't know that detail. Look at that.
All right.
But she went for me. Should have tried to blame me.
What is the best story you have from any relationship? We go to West Virginia. And Mike, you brought us this yesterday. A couple of West Virginians behind bars after they both got DUIs while driving a stolen RV and having sex behind the wheel. Happened last Wednesday in lovely Bluefield, West Virginia, which is technically Virginia. A cop saw 48-year-old Matthew McDonald behind the wheel. 35-year-old Shannon Bryant straddling him.
Also behind the wheel.
Both were naked. He pulled them over a half mile down the road, and Shannon was behind the wheel at this point. Someone driving by hollered that they saw him switch seats. Well, they both admitted that they were getting it on when the cop saw him. Matthew also admitted he was the original driver, and then he knew that Shannon was not sober. Cops found weed, drug paraphernalia, a bag filled with a white powdery substance, later confirmed to be cocaine, ran to plates, and saw the RV was stolen out of Princeton, West Virginia. They both got busted for drugs, the RV, and indecent exposure. She also failed a sobriety test, got a DUI, and so did he for allowing an impaired person to drive, which is a law in West Virginia.
But wait, they said that she was not driving.
Right? She got behind the wheel when the cop...
Okay, right.
That's I didn't even know that was a law. If somebody else is driving and gets a DUI, they can give you one?
No.
She was behind the wheel. She never drove, but when the cops got there, right. They're like, look, you were behind the wheel when we got here.
So when he walks up, she's sitting in the driver's seat, which means that she is assumed to be the driver or one of them.
Yeah, I thought you said he got one, too, because he let her drive.
He did get one.
He also got one because he was actually driving.
He was the one who was actually driving. He also had several warrants out for arrest, and they tacked on a charge of reckless driving, since he was the one behind the wheel when the stuff was going on. What is the best story that you have from any relationship? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Svetlana. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, good afternoon.
Hola.
So I don't have the best things from the marriage. I have the worst one. Would you like to hear those?
Well, I mean, sure, if that's what you'd like to share.
Well, I just ended my 25 years old marriage with my ex-husband, who is listening to the program now. I know he is. He's always listening. He is working as an auto mechanic. And he probably is pacing around now trying to turn off his radio because everybody's in the shop will be listening to that as well. But what I would like to say is that it was a really, really hard decision to end this marriage because it's been 25 years, but he is an extremely functional alcoholic. He's the guy who drinks every single day. He drinks beer, and beer dictates his life, and practically he chose bottle. You know, he didn't choose his family.
Okay.
But the thing is, what he did to me, you never know the person until you go through divorce. That's really...
If you really want to get to know someone, divorce them. Yeah.
Oh, yes. So he became really spiteful and really vindictive. So what he did once, he came back here last October, a month after I asked him to leave the house. He took my modem, he took my router, he took ring cameras, he took everything that actually my life relies on, because I work from home and I need my internet connection. So I had to run to Costco next day and buy everything. When he was leaving, he took the valves from my tires, and I had a flat tires, and I had to go to the office next day. You know, those are little details. But once he came to the house and he took my vibrator from
He took your vibrator?
Wow.
He took vibrator and listen to that, what happened after that.
Okay.
Few days after he took my vibrator, I knew that he did that. Among the prescription glasses was a progressive lenses. I don't know why the hell he needed my
glasses. So you couldn't find your vibrator.
Yeah.
So yeah, exactly. So here is the thing. We had a windstorm one day, and I was backing up from the house from my driveway in like an angle, and I looked on top of a roof, and I see something is pink there, and I'm like, what is that? Kind of weird, you know, there was a lot of debris from the windstorm, but there's something pink. So I called the gardeners, they came next day, and they blew from the top of my roof my vibrator, so he threw it on top of a roof.
Oh, all right.
This is a 52-year-old man that never grew up, never matured, and he became so spiteful that he did that to me. But that's not
Were you able to clean the thing off? Were you able to salvage it?
No. I actually parked it, and it's in his actually belongings. He doesn't know it yet, but I sent it with his belongings together. So one day he will have a surprise.
Okay. Well, maybe it's time to move on to a new sex toy as well.
There you go. An upgrade.
Right. That's great.
So, but this is not the end what he did to me. I mean, it was a 9 months of excruciating pain that he instilled in me for 25 years of taking care of him. So he took a sacred picture of my body that he had in his phone, and he gave it to his attorney. And she printed out those pictures and brought them to court to say that I'm sexually harassing him.
Oh, my God.
What?
Of my body.
Did the judge drop that?
My attorney went ballistic, and he said that it's not okay to show those pictures in the court, and they're not necessary, and it's completely unfair. But imagine that. You live with the person. They were husband and wife. They exchanged the freaking bodily fluid. He put me in front of everybody in the court on a page of, like a letter page, my body.
Did he have an attorney?
Yeah.
So I'm shocked that his attorney would allow that to actually happen.
And then she withdrew from representing him because she said she cannot handle the cruelty that he was.
Okay, all right. Well, I was gonna say. Well, I'm sorry. That sucks. But, well, at least you're not in that relationship anymore.
And you sent him your damaged vibrator.
Wow,
that went a lot of directions I didn't see coming, man.
No, that's
Svetlana.
I know. Well, yeah, I giggled at the vibrator.
Well, yeah,
then I felt bad.
I kind of want to see what she looks like.
Well, yeah. She said, "What kind of 52-year-old man would do that?" And I'm giggling as a 55-year-old man, but I don't think that was necessary. But yes,
right. She did say that, and I thought every 52-year-old man I know. I mean, not just being spiteful, but the idea of taking a vibrator and throwing it on the roof—like, I'm down with that. I mean,
that seems a little petty.
It is absolutely
a little petty.
A little petty.
Come on.
That's like right. I've told the story before. One girl. I mean, we dated for a while.
Right.
You fart in your sleep. Well, okay. Right. Like that's gonna be the last thing we're ending on. Like,
was that the final straw?
It was kind of one of those things, right? Like, you know, where you're already kind of breaking up. Then it's like, all right, let's talk one more time. And then, yeah, by that point, I'm just like, okay. Right. What do you want me to do? I was asleep. Second, like, just leave.
Right.
My favorite one was the drive-by pillow.
Yeah. Yeah. Had to get that pillow back.
Did you get your pillow back?
Or no, it was her pillow.
All right.
And like, that was one of those things too. Like, I was unaware, I guess, that we were like breaking up. And then she's like, well, I need my pillow. I was like, all right. And like, literally drove by rolled down the window, and I forget, I just went to say something, and she like rolled up the window and took off.
She just took the pillow and drove away.
Cool.
All right.
Oh, good to go.
Got the pillow back.
Yeah. That was a very important pillow. Because I would have let that.
When you got a good pillow, you get that pillow back.
I don't know about that.
I didn't mind giving the pillow back. There was just no real communication. It was just like I'm just one of those people. Like, it was only 3 or 4 months, so it wasn't like it had been a super long time.
Right.
But I feel like we should have just talked as opposed to text.
Sure. Yeah.
Just like, I'm done with you. I want my pillow. And I think I was just going to be like, okay, hey, and just took off. So then.
Right. It was good enough to where she had a pillow at your place. Like, that deserves a little face-to-face conversation.
Right.
Or maybe a dinner.
So then you know me. I just deleted the number. Got a couple more calls.
Yeah. Was this the girl that was the racist?
Yeah. the intimacy was high level.
How early on did you know, do you think?
Out of 4 months, it was close towards the end.
So it took a little while for you to see.
We both knew it was going to end. But the intimacy, she had a technique that I was not familiar with until this person.
Okay.
She had practiced a certain muscle.
Okay.
Damn racist.
So I just.
Philadelphia Kegels.
Yeah, I was like, I got it at least one more time.
even after the racist thing, he's like, you know what? She does a thing.
And you got to keep in mind, right? Like, I've been in some weird spots, right? Like, I've been in a limousine full of people doing coke and it's all white people, and looked at one guy and said, you need to stop saying that word.
Oh, damn.
Right? So I generally don't mind speaking up when it comes to race, but the intimacy was very good. As I said, I just stood there. I remember I was walking by.
Did you hear her drop like a hard N bomb?
No, you know where it's going. And I remember I could see myself pacing out front of my building, just like holding the phone down. And it's like, which head is going to decide what we say next?
Right.
Me.
Yeah. You said, come on over.
Don't forget about me down here, Ted.
Bring your pillow.
It's like going to a place that has a really good steak, but you know, the guy that owns the restaurant is just a POS.
It's Maurice's in South Carolina.
There you go.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Again, guy couldn't have been more racist, didn't hide it, but the barbecue was so good.
My God, that barbecue.
Yeah.
It's on the black people.
Yeah.
Black people know he's racist, but also. He made this, right? I hate to support his cause, but God damn, these ribs are unbelievable.
To this day, right? I don't know what's more awkward. Me and my brother looking at the black couple, or them like we're all just kind of looking at each other like, we all know this is wrong. His pulled pork is on fire.
Right. You ever had a girl drop the M-bomb on you?
Not a white chick, no.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I have, but
okay. Because I don't know, man. I'd be like, what? Maybe you just want to really
get angry. Are we having sex?
Angry, yes.
I don't care.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, like, look,
has that ever had a...
If you have to be racist with me...
That's what I'm saying.
Can you do it while we're having sex?
That's
all, right? If you get all your opinions, you're dropping N-bombs, I could disagree with everything you're saying, but if I'm getting up in the guts, it's like, all right, we'll talk later.
All right, so I got a black girlfriend. Can I do this?
I would not try.
God,
you have changed the game.
Don't even ask that.
Miles, you have changed the game with this one.
He's got black penis.
You were comparing swimming to tennis, man. You're playing a different
game. Just because you got black penis doesn't mean...
Take a look at this.
Just trying to see where they are.
Where's the line here?
Yeah.
There.
That can...
Our question: what is the best story that you have?
I'd give you $1,000 to do this. I would ask.
Can I?
No. I would give you $1,000.
I mean, you can. You're just going to get.
No, I'd ask her. I know exactly what to ask.
You're going to catch a.
I know exactly who I would ask.
Can I do it?
Come on.
Come on. I just want that.
Come on. I got $1,000 riding on this. Just let me do it.
You let me do this with $1,000.
I mean, she might just let you walk into it.
Are you sure?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she'd be able to stop herself from beating him, though.
It depends on what she was doing.
Yeah. Might want to hang on a second.
Yeah. Miles, I don't know if you could pull that trigger.
I don't know if I can.
Honestly, I don't think
I could.
If you had $1,000 riding on it and a go-ahead from her, I don't think you could do it.
I don't think I could either.
I thought you should be like, I dare you. Go ahead and say
it.
No, go ahead and say it.
You're like Randy Marsh. Okay. You say so.
I mean, I know what it is, but.
What is the best story you have from any relationship? 206-803-ROCK.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Bump of the weekend, if you get a chance, help out the kids there. The KISW6 Annual Kicks for Kids campaign is on, benefiting our friends at Mary's Place.
Yep.
They take care of hundreds of kids in the area. Those kids need a brand new pair of shoes to put on as they're heading into the new school year. Although they don't want to hear that, we are preparing for them to enter the new school year and get that money so that they can get some shoes.
Absolutely.
I'm sure the last thing that they want to hear about is going back to school. But when they do, I think it's pick their own shoes. So if you can give $20, $50, either way, the goal is to hit $20,000. And over the past 5 years, you guys have raised over $200,000. So we've done a hell of a job on that. We want to continue. So whatever you can donate, please head to KISW.com. All right, a question. What is the best story that you have from any relationship, good, bad, and or otherwise, as we've heard? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
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 Hola. Yeah. I was married 15 and a half years, and one morning she gets up and says, I think I want a divorce. I looked at her, threw my arms up in the air, and said, whoa, took off my Jeep. Anyway, a couple of weeks later, she wanted to file child support for the kids. And I had just quit drinking because I wrecked my Jeep. And I talked to a buddy, and they wanted to date her all this time. You know, I'm lucky that my four kids are mine. And, I had my buddy take her out after we were separated and paid for the whole weekend and supplied them with everything they need. And while she was gone, I went to the prosecuting attorney and said that we needed a mediator and urinalysis, and we're going to be a child support case. And he set up an appointment that following Tuesday. And needless to say, she was hot and she did not show up.
She was hot and she did not show up?
Oh, she was going to pee hot. She
In
the past year and a half. Just,
oh, I see, because you supplied all the fun for your... Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
That's how you pulled that move. Okay.
All right. So, were they...
Hey, but I didn't make her pay child support, though.
Did you get to keep your kids?
I didn't want to be with her, but... Yeah.
You kept your kids?
Yeah. Well, they were my kids, too. They
Hey, look. We all have kids. Doesn't mean you get to keep them.
That is for sure.
I mean, keep them, but, you know, I didn't make her pay child support.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I never would have been that diabolical.
No. It's just not in me.
Especially when it comes to kids.
That's all.
For me, that's the number one thing. Even if you're going through something and you do have children together, it's less about you two at that point because you've already gotten to that point.
Yeah.
So now at this point, it's about what is best for the things that we love the most. So that's what you got to work through. That's why it seems like in those situations, at times, there seems to be some civility, but not always.
Not as much as I think there should be.
No, man. Exactly.
Well, I think also, too, if you're married for that long, you wake up one day and she's just like, I'm leaving you. You haven't talked about it.
Right.
And then, and you're going to have to pay me child support. I mean, I get him.
Yeah, you're like, hey.
I got to do something. This is crazy.
Yeah, I get it, man.
And what kind of friend is his buddy? They just broke up.
Am I going to take her out?
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, I thought that was a little odd myself.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, sure, man.
Well, they've already been out. Texas woman decided that her fiancé breaking up with her didn't mean the wedding was off, according to police. Investigators say the 42-year-old man returned to his home in the Waco suburb of Beverly Hills. Did you guys know that there was a Beverly Hills, Texas? Now you do.
I did not.
June 13th, he found a Bath and Body Works gift package containing a photo of his ex holding what appeared to be a marriage license, showing them married and officiated by a local reverend. A copy of the certificate filed with the county clerk's office and a note. It says you might want to call your wife, according to Beverly Hills Chief of Police Corey Martin. Now, the woman, 36-year-old Kristen Mary Spearman, she was charged with third-degree felony stalking. Martin says the couple obtained a marriage license on June 2nd, but the man later broke up with Spearman after an argument. Now, the chief says the woman persuaded a local pastor to officiate and certify the marriage without the groom present. Filed the certificate at the county clerk's office.
How do you do that? How do you say, hey, I'm going to marry someone. Now, they're not going to physically be here. They're not even on Zoom, nothing. And you still have a pastor who's like, yeah, I can make that work.
Yeah, well, the Reverend Levantis Williams says that Spearman was a good friend who convinced him that the relationship was genuine and consensual. And he feels as blindsided as the guy. He says the experience has been painful and humiliating. While I can't change what has already happened, I want to do everything in my power to make it right, he says. I will gladly cover the $350 cost for the annulment so he can begin to heal and move forward. He says that in his 23 years, the cop on the force, he's never heard of anybody who managed somehow to get married to someone who was not present at the ceremony. The chief says the victim is concerned about his safety and his property, and he's going through a significant process to try to have to fix all this. Spearman has been released on bond with an emergency protective order in place.
Yeah, she's a little crazy, man.
Well, you can put a protective order against someone, but if you're not...
It doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Right? That rarely does that seem to dissuade someone. Like, if they're coming after you, they're still coming after you.
Yeah.
That's all. Wow. Damn, man. That's crazy to me that the pastor's like, well, I thought the relationship was in good standing. I believe him, but still, the groom is not present. Right? And the final thing that you kind of go through when you're done with all the pomp and circumstance and all the BS is, do you take this person? And they both got to respond.
I think that's part of the deal.
That's kind of the whole thing, right? And Frank, if you're sitting through a wedding, whether it's a nice wedding, boring wedding, they're all the same in the end, but that's the part you're waiting for, right? The I do. That's what all of this is about. It's just weird to me that he's like, well, he doesn't have to be here. Let's just assume that he says I do. And he didn't. And said he was in a coma or something.
He was alive and well.
And she, I thought he was in a hospital or something.
No,
like that.
She apparently lied to the guy and said my husband is away out of town on work or whatever the deal is, or out of the country or whatever she said to this minister. He still did the deal.
Damn, man.
I think the best story about with my first wife was that we were getting set to get married. I've told the story before, but. My my family, my dad and my my uncle, their quote unquote uncle, so I guess my great uncle.
All right.
He had a couple places down in the Outer Banks of North Carolina, and his buddy had a hotel that was on the beach in North Carolina. Now, in this area of Outer Banks and Killdevil Hills, believe it or not, they have buildings that are right on the sand. And they've been there for years, and the dunes have shifted. That's where back to the Wright brothers and all that crap that's in that area, and the brew-throughs you can drive through. But houses literally fall into the water there.
Yeah.
And they're on stilts, and you can watch videos of them all the time. Well, he had, this guy had one of these old-school motels, which was one story.
Yeah.
It was on the beach. If you were walking off the beach, you had to walk between this hotel and another building to get out to the sidewalk in the road. This thing was in the sand, so to speak.
All right.
It had a retaining wall that blocked the sand, which is about 3 feet high. And then that hotel was right there. So you had a door to get into your room and everything else. This was the trashiest hotel in the world. We did not know the accommodations going down. But what we did know was that my uncle, Bill Porter, at that point, had gotten us a free room.
All right. Hey,
for a couple nights. I think we just gotten maybe announced we got engaged or whatever. Hey, tell them to come on down here before everything gets crazy. They can spend the weekend. So we get down there and check into this room, and it is exactly what you think it is. It is basically what we've experienced some night.
Yeah.
You know where I'm talking about.
I know
about,
exactly where you're talking about.
Where you're not sure, you know, if you're going to make it through the night kind of thing. So in the middle of the night, it starts pouring down rain, and a huge storm is coming in. Now, we knew that there was a, quote, tropical storm, potential hurricane coming up the coast.
Right.
We also knew this thing was supposed to make a right turn and kind of head north.
Right.
So forecasters said this thing is not going to be the biggest deal in the world. However, for whatever reason, we didn't think about the storm surge that would come from the water, pushing all that water north.
And those storms sometimes, I mean, they're spinning. They don't always stay on track.
Correct.
Yep.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, there's water coming in the door. All right. Now, we are below. So, fortunately, all our bags are on, you know, a couch here or a dresser here, whatever the deal is. This is one of those places that has, like, a microwave that you would never buy because it's $50.
Right.
Like, that's, you know, white and sitting in the corner on a small stand. The water starts really coming in now. So, I made the mistake of opening up the door. What I did not realize was...
What did you think was going to... If water is coming into your door and it's closed, my advice, don't open it.
Well, I looked out the window. I did not see the water.
It's tough,
on.
Too, because it's nighttime.
It's the middle of the night.
Like, I'm with Miles. I might have been like, is there a hose out? Like, I you're right. I shouldn't have. But I would have been with Miles and opened that door to have been like, what the hell's going on?
So, open up the door. It's about 8 inches of water.
Right.
Well,
now you can't close the door.
And based on the way the walkway was, it was kind of encapsulated down below. So it was basically like I opened up a small swimming lane of a pool from six doors down into my room. So all that water comes rushing in just to our room. Now, at this point in time, the lower end of the sheets are getting soaked.
Right.
We are literally in, you know, calf high water in a hotel room. In a freaking hotel room. It is 2:30 in the morning. All right, there's nothing open. One thing you need to know about this town, think like a bigger version of Ocean Shores. Right. After 9 o'clock, 9:30, it's not really a party town.
Right.
Everything is closing down. There are no other places. There's nowhere else to go. So basically, we went to the car and spent the night in the car with all of our stuff until we could figure out what to do the next day. And then the water started coming on the road. So then, because we were parked on the street, then I had to drive, and it's flat there.
There's no hills.
You're basically on a peninsula out there. There's nowhere to hide. So we eventually get to a place that was dry, parked into a parking lot, spent the night as best as we could there, and then eventually the next day found a hotel room. But in the middle of the night, flooded with and I mean, it smelled like you were in the ocean.
Yeah.
Because it's just salt water pouring through the door. It was the damnedest thing. I mean, I was like, and she was so pissed at me. I cannot believe.
You.
Well, I cannot believe, like, you didn't check on this. You didn't know, you know, the room. Well, you know.
Have you met a guy in your life? You say, this is the place. That's where we're going. That is the full extent of our knowledge.
What is the best story you have from any relationship? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Terrell. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. So, this is a weird one.
All right.
So, me and my daughter's mom used to play this game. We used to cheat on each other a lot. So, she got me good one night. She was out and about. I know this night because I was at home, too. I was waiting for her to get home. This is the only reason why I'm at. So she's letting the guy drive her car, and he runs the red light. So they get one of those red light tickets. So a couple weeks later, it comes in the mail. I'm like, ooh, big dummy. Look at you. You got a speeding ticket or something. So I open it, and clear as day, it's a picture of the Puerto Rican guy driving the car.
Oh.
I am of the darker variety of the brothers. This woman tried to tell me that it was me.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there, I'm like, that's clearly not me. Ooh, almost said her name. I'm glad I didn't. I'm like, that's clearly not me. She's like, no, the flash made your skin look brighter. I'm like, you're trying really hard, but that's clearly
but
not
But I don't have a mustache.
Right.
It was hilarious. Like, I still think about that every once in a while.
Well, did she ever cop to it, at least be honest with you?
No. But see, it was clear as day. I'm like, that's not me. Like, I know exactly who that is.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, you actually knew who the guy was?
Oh, yeah. I immediately wouldn't beat him up.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
This sounds like a weird game, as you call it.
Yeah, a game.
Wow, man. Okay.
Well, I know for a fact that when they
I
got
like
me...
How she's trying to say, like,
dude, they got me on my scooter when I didn't... when I made a right without stopping.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they zoom right in on the license plate. It's amazing how clear those photos are.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get a mail to you, you're like, yeah, all right. But you don't know they have a video.
Right.
So that's what I discovered. So I knew they had stills, but you could also see that my brake light was on.
Yeah.
When they took a picture of my license. But I was positive that I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Positive I stopped until I went to the judge. And he's like, would you like to see the video? I'm like, yeah, roll the video, dude. He rolls the video. Like, just here's a check.
Who do I make this out to? Yeah.
All right. What is...
My brother said, first time...
I mean, you saw the stills.
I saw the stills, but I didn't know they had a video. So to me, the stills looked like I stopped because I had a brake light on, had my signal light on.
Right.
Did everything right.
My brother, he got a ticket for, like, basically blowing a red light.
I did not.
Okay, so he was pissed, okay? So the thing was, and this is just my brother, and he's an engineer by trade, so he went out, timed the yellow light, how fast he was going and the probability of your ability to successfully stop at the red light.
All right.
Based on his calculations, there's no chance. I want to say the speed limit was like 45 or 40 or something. So he broke all this stuff down, and he had like this kind of like an analog PowerPoint presentation, right? He brings in his props and all this crap, and he's like, this is traffic court. So the judges aren't really trying to hear a big long story. So he's like, they blow through like four or five people, whatever. They get to my brother. They tell him what he's accused of. And my brother, he pulls all of his crap out, puts it up on an easel. He's like, Your Honor, I'm going to explain. Judge cuts him off, and he's just like, you're fine to go.
He didn't let him get into it?
No, he didn't want to hear it, man. And so my brother's disappointed. He's like, I had this whole presentation ready to go. I was going to show him blah, blah, blah. So the judge just looked at him. He saw my crap. I was like, just go. I was like, really? Yeah, I ended up not having to pay the ticket.
What is the best story you have from any relationship? 206-803-ROB.
Generally, I don't know the rule anymore, but I always remember the rule was kind of like, if you just show up to traffic court, usually the judge will give you, take usually a little money
he
off.
He did not mind because I said, yeah, go ahead, roll the video.
Yeah.
So I got yeah, to, well, I got to, yeah, exactly.
Right. But I'm saying, generally, if you just show up,
just show
they
up.
Will cut you some slack.
Don't open your mouth.
There was a girl years ago, man, I was probably in my 20s, but we're in traffic court, and I don't know her, but, you know, everyone's going up there, going through their thing, and hers was speeding, and I want to say she was going like 75 and a 50 or something. And the judge points out, he goes, but the officer that issued the citation is not here. So if you tell me you weren't speeding, I have to take your word for it. And she's like, no, I was going 75. And all of us are looking at each other. So the judge kind of repeats, like, maybe she did not understand what I said. So he's like, no, ma'am, listen. If you tell me that you were going the speed limit, then you don't have like a $180 fine, whatever it is. Because, like, the officer is not here, so I have to take your word for it. Do you understand? I understand. I was speeding, but we're just like, oh my God, man. Even the judge, it's like, he gave it a third try, and finally he's just like, Jesus Christ. All right, here's your ticket.
I saw and, a dude, but he's I looking saw a dude at in his... Baltimore do it. And this was like court.
Yeah.
And wait. He kept talking because he was in front of me before my trial was up. And like the judge is like, where is your lawyer? He's like, I don't have one. And he's like, well, we'll give you one. He's like, nah.
No,
and just start talking. The same thing. Judge cuts him off once. And then finally, I mean, it was only 30 seconds. I can't remember what he said, but he basically almost admitted to something. And the judge was like, I am stopping this case until you have an appointed attorney. Yeah. And he kept talking. And I think the judge was like, just postpone it. Get out of here. Like, use the what do you call them?
the public defender.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jesus, the kid just kept going and going, and the judge was like, shut up.
What is the best story you have from any relationship? 206-803-ROCK.
You know, it's bad when the judge is like, do not confess to me right now.
Right, because his point was to the judge was like, I'm not saying I didn't do it, but I don't think it should be illegal. That's what the judge was like.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, man. That makes me mad hearing that.
Yeah.
Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hola.
I have a better story than there's no sad ending. I've been dating this lady for about 3 years. We knew from the very beginning that it was not a love to last the ages. And we had a standing rule that she got to call when enough was enough. So on our third year anniversary, she says, well, I think I'm done. And I said, okay, well, wait a minute. You're getting ready to graduate from UW, changing jobs. I got vacation in June. How about if we go on a vacation and then we can break up afterwards? So she says, really? What do you have in mind? I says, well, it depends on how many days of your life you want to give me. If you do give me 7, maybe we'll go Hawaii or maybe to Mexico, but if you give me 10 or more, we'll go back to Europe. And so she says, how's 15? So I said, deal. So we flew to Rome and we went and spent 2 days in Rome. And then there's this little fishing village about a 3-hour train ride north of Rome that she loved. So we went up there to see it. And then we came back and we took a 10-day Western Mediterranean cruise. When we came back, we broke up.
Can I date you just to break up with you?
Yeah.
I'm going to date you guys, and then I'm going to break up with you, and I'm going to give you 15 days of my life. That is a hell of a
CLA. Did you guys have a good time together?
Oh, we had a great time. I mean, absolutely fantastic. You know, she was doing charity work dating me. There was a significant difference in our ages, and so we always knew that it was never forever.
Meaning what? You were younger or you were older?
Oh, I'm 25 years plus.
Oh, great. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. How in the hell did you meet her?
We actually met on an online dating site, and she said, I like older guys. I told her I thought I was overqualified. And she says, well, you either date me or I'll find someone as equally as old. And I said, well, we'll meet at Starbucks. And next thing you know, it was 3 years later.
Damn, man. And you walked away, and did you guys keep in touch at all?
Oh, yeah. We're still Facebook friends. She's married now. She has a beautiful son. They're happily married. I met her husband. I actually got invited to the wedding.
Did you really?
I sent a wedding gift. It was, I sent a case of wine so that there would be none of that's the gift from your ex-boyfriend. They drank the wine. They had a great time, and it was all done.
So you were invited. You didn't show up. You just sent a gift.
Oh, no, because I'm terrible at weddings. I'd be crying. Oh, you're so
Would happy. You be bawling?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that stuff's so good.
Like, I'm friends with a couple girls I've dated. I don't know that I'd go to their wedding, though. That seems a little...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I would be shocked if I was invited.
I've been to 2 weddings of an ex. Same ex, but yeah, 2 different weddings.
Well, but that's...
Did I go to both? Yeah. No, I definitely went to 1. And it's funny, she got married in Baltimore. The problem was, it was during football season, and the wedding was on a Sunday, and the Ravens were playing the Green Bay Packers. And I told her, look, man, I'm going to the game. All right, like, I will make your wedding. It was a little bit later, but she was like, listen, if you were late for my wedding because of the goddamn Ravens, I'll kill you. I'm like, don't even worry about me. I got this. I got this on lock.
Did you show up in a jersey?
I had a suit on over the jersey. Like, I had to get back to the hotel. Like, by the way, we lost the game, sucked, whatever. I get back to the hotel, kind of change, the Ravens socks on, all this crap. Have my suit, show up at the wedding. She cannot believe it. She's walking down the aisle. We make eye contact, and she's just like, I can't believe you actually made it here on time. Well, the thing was, I guess a lot of people had wanted to go to that game, because again, it's in Baltimore, it's a Ravens game, whatever, but they didn't go because of her wedding. Once word got out that I'd made the game, they're whispering to me, this is during the wedding, right? You know, the priest is up there saying whatever they say, and hey, did the Ravens win, man? I'm like, no, dude, we lost in the fourth quarter. I mean, but everyone, I mean, this one old lady in particular... I mean, she looked like she's a million years old. She's dressed to the nines. It is a wedding. And she comes over and kind of squeezes and sits down next to me, which I thought was weird. Because, again, she had been there, but the wedding's going on. She leans over to me. She's like, you were at the Ravens game today. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I was like, yes. People just go to the game. I made it. But everyone wanted to know the score. So I told this chick afterwards, Miami, you picked, why would you get married on a Sunday during football season.
Because it was the cheapest thing.
Everyone at this wedding wanted to go to that game, and everyone here has asked me how the game was. Just so you know.
Mm-hmm. Ted versus the FCC on the way at 4:35, and we got your emails coming up next to the men's room at KISW.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.